This is New to Nursing, the podcast for new nurses within interior health. My name is Mackenzie. I'm one of the new grad coordinators here in the Okanagan. And here with me is Kelsey Kasten, who is also one of the Okanagan Regional Knowledge Coordinators.
Hi. All right. So today, we're going to be talking about navigating night shift. And Mackenzie created this session as a lunch and learn. So if you've attended that, you might already have this information. I just want to start out with a caveat that Interior Health does not endorse or recommend any specific brands or products. And this session just includes suggestions of products based on recommendations from new grads. So I'm going to ask Mackenzie some questions and then we'll have some discussion about it too.
Okay.
All right. So in your lunch and learn series, what did new grads find most challenging about night shift?
I think what the most challenging aspect of is switching kind of between your normal life and night shift. So some new grads were mentioning like both coming into your night shifts, you struggle with going from, you know, your day shifts into night shifts. You're struggling with when to eat, knowing that you're going to be up all night. Like, when do you actually nap? When's the best time to nap for night shifts? And then when you're coming out of night shift, what is kind of a normal routine to help switch you back to your normal life in your off days. So Do you nap right after? Do you watch a movie before you go to nap? You know, how long am I supposed to sleep? I also have FOMO because it's like, say, the summer and my friends are doing something and maybe I just worked a Friday night shift and I want to do something Saturday. So the challenge is definitely kind of having that offset schedule compared to a lot of people and just how to navigate that is definitely a challenge.
Okay. So it sounds like we're going to talk about napping and sleeping, two different things.
Yes.
Maybe eating and recovering and kind of how to rejoin the world.
Yes.
All right. That sounds great. Why does this matter? Why should new grads care about sleeping well and maybe getting through nights successfully?
Well, there's a lot of different aspects, mainly like just for your personal health and just your general well-being. You know, we want to prepare nurses to be kind of in this career long term, and we know that night shift isn't the best for your body. It can enhance burnout, so we really just want to kind of stress like navigating it with success can help kind of increase your well-being. It can just kind of help reduce like your risk of chronic diseases like diabetes and obesity and just like cardiovascular disease. So just kind of for your overall health, it's obviously important, but also just like navigating night shifts, super important for like your performance and safety with our patients.
Good point.
You know, well-rested nurses really do perform better. They make fewer errors. They provide better quality care. So, you know, that's kind of what we're here for, is to provide patient care and provide safe patient care. So making sure you're taking care of yourself so that you can take care of other people is really important. But obviously, like I was talking about with that burnout aspect, just the work-life balance is super important. So making sure you're navigating it accurately just so that you can actually have a like healthy and fulfilling life outside of work, because that's also what we want too, right, is happy, healthy nurses.
Yeah, we want you around for the long term.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I don't think a lot of people know, but, you know, the better you navigate your sleep kind of during your sets, it'll actually help improve your sleep quality outside of work on your 4 days off. So the better you can get into like a sleep routine, have that healthy sleep environment, which we can talk about too, you know, that's going to just kind of improve your overall life outside of those night shifts as well.
Yeah, exactly. I've heard a lot about circadian rhythms. Did I say that right?
Yeah.
Your circadian rhythm being messed up doing night shifts. What does this mean?
Yeah, so your circadian rhythms are those natural internal processes, and they regulate your natural sleep-wake cycle. So it repeats every 24 hours, so that's why our clocks are like that. But really, it's just, you know, kind of the difference between the light and the darkness, you know, releasing the melatonin naturally in your body to help you sleep. So basically, night shift completely disrupts this. So,
totally.
You know, you should be sleeping when it's dark, when your body wants to release melatonin. So that's why you're going to be so tired on night shifts. And then trying to sleep during the day when the sun is out is completely unnatural. So that's going to completely disrupt your circadian rhythm. So flipping back and forth is really challenging because of that.
Totally. Yeah. You're kind of going against your body's natural instincts, I guess. Yeah.
Totally.
So let's talk about sleep. What are some ways that we can improve sleep before or after a night shift?
Totally. So yeah, just having that consistent routine is going to be really important for you. So if you can just kind of create like a consistent routine, if you have regular two night shifts, you know, if you have that consistently in your schedule, kind of figuring out what works for you, you know, maybe between your last day shift and your first night, doing the same thing every single time will help you kind of adjust. I've heard some people after their last night shift, you know, that day is going to be like a consistent routine where maybe they'll stay at home that day and that'll be, you know, clean your house. Maybe you'll leave and get groceries and just go for a light walk. but that'll be your day to clean your house, and just getting in that routine just so you can kind of keep that consistent schedule is going to really improve
between days and nights. I've heard some people come home from their second day shift and stay up late so that they can sleep in the next day, or some people go to bed on time and then plan to take a nap in the afternoon. I think it just depends on what works for your body best.
Exactly.
And making sure it's consistent.
Yeah, and I think, like, personally what works for me is I'm not a morning person. I'm a night owl. So sometimes after my last day shift, before I go into a night, I might be kind of really, you know, amped up after that day shift. There might have been a lot going on. Maybe it was a really hectic shift. So, you know, maybe I do let myself kind of naturally stay up a little later, knowing that the next night I'll be doing a night shift. And that might be completely just natural for me.
Mm-hmm.
You might come home at 7 p.m. and go completely to sleep. And that might be natural for you as long as it's a consistent routine.
Yeah. There might be a bit of trial and error, especially when you're new to night shift.
Totally. Yeah. Because your body's still going to be getting used to it at the beginning.
Yeah. So you mentioned a sleep-friendly environment, Mackenzie. What are some tips, or what does that mean? How can we create that?
Yeah. So obviously, between night shifts, when you're going to be sleeping during your daytime, it's completely unnatural for our bodies. So creating darkness, just kind of making it seem like it's dark and it's nighttime, is going to help you sleep a lot better. Some new nurses just are like, you know what, I come home from night shift and I sleep for like 2 hours and I can't sleep for the rest of the day, knowing you're going into another night shift. So you're going to really struggle that last night shift. So just creating that dark environment, you know, there's great blackout curtains. You can just purchase them through Amazon. They're not the prettiest, but sometimes you can just have the stick up ones.
Yeah. Even like tinfoil. I've heard a cheap budget hack. You could put tinfoil on your windows.
Totally. And that's just something you could potentially put up just for those 2 days that you're potentially sleeping, or maybe you just have one night shift and you're sleeping the day before. Just doing that is going to really help. I really love just like these little satin eye masks, and they cover so well, so you can, like, no light gets in. I personally really like those. So some way to keep it dark is going to be really great. And of course, like, quietness too. So it's going to be a real challenge sleeping during the daytime when everybody else is up and about, especially if you're in like a condo or a townhouse where there's maybe quiet hours at night, but not during the daytime. So there could be construction, people mowing the lawn outside.
How dare they mow their lawn at 2 in the afternoon? How dare they?
How dare they? Right? So yeah, definitely like potentially like a white noise machine. Earplugs, there's these really great loop earplugs that are reusable, so we don't have to, you know, keep throwing out the little construction.
I swear by the loops. They're so comfortable. But yeah, sometimes those big construction ones can almost cause like ear sores if they're in for too long. So try it. I think they're worth an investment in a good quality earplug if sound bothers you when you're sleeping.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or like sometimes too, even just like a fan.
Yeah.
Like,
yep.
I love the, like just having a fan on in the background. It just is kind of that white noise machine for me. So, and like on talking about temperature then too, with the fan, you know, temperature, you're actually able to sleep better in a cooler room. Everyone's going to be different. So having really nice, some kind of sheets that are going to have like a breathable bedding, like cotton or something, having a cooler room, you know, decreasing the temperature, maybe using the AC or the fan, it's going to help you sleep better because you'll be able to sleep for longer times. And just kind of like in general, those like, distractions in your bedroom, maybe not having a TV in your room or, you know, having that blue light from your phone right before you're trying to sleep is going to kind of disrupt that as well. I personally find like when my room is clean, it kind of helps decrease my anxiety, and then I'm not like, oh my gosh, there's a million things I have to do in my bedroom after and like clean up. So just kind of making sure like you're decreasing all your, you know, distractions before you go to bed.
You're making your little sleep sanctuary.
Yes, exactly.
Your little nest.
It's my way of meditating.
There you go. Clean your sleep space.
Exactly.
Okay, so we kind of talked about gadgets and tools. Let's talk about eating on night shift, after night shift. What's something that we need to keep in mind when it comes to nutrition and shift work?
Yeah, so I don't know about you guys, but when I work nights, all I want is all the junk food.
Yes, I want chips.
Carbs. You know, you don't want to be eating like a salmon meal in the middle of the night. So yeah, I think that's definitely a challenge, especially with nurses. I find like a lot of people will bring in donuts as like thank yous from the family members, or like chocolate or cookies. You know, obviously that's super, super nice of people to do, but it's kind of tempting when it's sitting there on a night shift at 2 a.m. and there's just like a big chocolate chip cookie staring at you.
Totally. Sugar is the best coping mechanism.
Totally. So, I mean, definitely like treat yourself, you know, there's absolutely no problem with that, you know, But obviously a lot of other things you need to keep in mind is just having that healthy nutrition. So, you know, making sure that you're actually providing that energy to your body. It'll really help you combat that fatigue that you're having. It keeps you more alert through the night shift, which is going to really help kind of that patient safety and just kind of keeping you awake for the rest of the night. It just kind of helps your, you know, your mood and your weight, and it helps with everything. So bringing kind of something that you can eat, like smaller meals throughout the day. So
or like have your cupcake and then like a side of baby carrots.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like bringing smaller meals you can eat during night shift. So kind of different things like I like to do is I bring like crackers with cheese and maybe some little meats or something. It's just like small little bites that you can kind of have while you're sitting there. It's not feeling too heavy on your stomach. I'll make like little energy balls with like oats, peanut butter, and honey, like those kind of things. You can just Google them. They're all over. There's tons of different kinds. You can throw in different nuts or raisins or cranberries, whatever you like. Making like little banana chip muffins or something like that. Just simple little things like that you can just kind of bring to night shift just to kind of snack on. Because
having something in your tummy, I think, can combat that 3 a.m. nausea that sometimes hits too. Yes. I used to be so bad for that, where you just want to eat junk food and then 3 a.m. comes along and you just want to throw up.
Exactly, because that's so super unnatural for you to eat during the night, right?
So small, regular meals.
Yeah, so like if you're going into your night shift, making sure that you're eating before your night shift. So, you know, during the busiest part of your night shift, when you're putting the patients to bed, doing med pass, all that stuff, like you're fully energized and ready to go. But then through the night, just maybe having some smaller meals. So I always like to mention, like, maybe before you go home, just quickly before shift change, having like a piece of toast or something with some peanut butter just to help put in the stomach, because
it's breakfast time.
It's breakfast time. So that'll help you kind of get back onto track a little bit. But also, if you go to bed and you're absolutely starving, you're going to wake up by 10 a.m. absolutely starving and feeling sick. So, you know, just trying to put something in your stomach will probably help you sleep a little longer, because your body won't naturally wake up almost in starvation mode.
I would also say try really hard to stay hydrated. I know that's hard, and trying to sleep after a night shift and you have a bladder full of water can be challenging, but I always say I'll drink lots of water until about 3 a.m. and then peter off and just have sips.
Yeah, like, you know, your body kind of drink as much as possible kind of definitely throughout the night, and maybe don't chug an entire water bottle right before you go home, because you're going to want to wake up and go to the bathroom in like a couple hours. Talking about water and hydration too, though, is limiting that caffeine. You know, coffee has like, isn't it like a 6 to 8 hour half-life or something? I might be making that up, but I know it's really long half-life. So yeah, that's totally fine having that caffeine jolt just kind of before you're coming into night shift, but I would definitely limit it past that midnight mark, right?
Yeah, otherwise you'll go to bed jittery.
Exactly. So that'll help you sleep better after night shift. Those are kind of like really important things just to keep in mind. Also, like when you're eating outside of night shift, you know, maybe between your night shifts, you're having trouble kind of figuring out what you want to eat. I like to come home and sometimes I'll just have a freezer meal that I throw in the crock pot at 7 a.m. and then I'll wake up at 2 in the afternoon and then there's like chili.
And it's cooked.
Exactly. And then you've got like something that you can actually put in your body before going to your next night shift. So
I love that. Very smart.
Yeah.
You did mention in the beginning too, a lot of new grads struggle to recover and maybe struggle to fit movement in during their block of shifts and after their block of shifts. So why should they prioritize movement? Why is that important?
Yeah, super, super important for your body. Just like we were talking before, it's going to help decrease your risk of chronic illnesses, diabetes, obesity, all that kind of stuff. Just, I mean, we're nurses. We know the importance of educating on healthcare. So just taking care of yourself. But it also does kind of just keep that sharper mind in general. It helps, you know, improve the blood flow to your brain. It enhances your cognition, your memory, your concentration. So I know you're probably just wanting to sleep on night shift. And you know what? There's going to be some nights that you might just need to rest your eyes for like 30 minutes on your break. And that's totally okay. But also sometimes some people might feel like if you take that break, then you're almost groggier when you come back, and it makes it worse, especially if you have, say, the 3 a.m. break and you come back at 3:30, 4, whenever, you know, it's going to be a lot more difficult to try and get going for those last couple hours of your shift. So sometimes just kind of keeping moving in the hospital. Maybe there's like a park outside the back of your hospital if there's enough staff and it's safe for you to leave the floor. You know, maybe just going for a quick walk outside, walking the stairs. What one RKC said, they used to just walk the stairs in the hospital. Some hospitals have like a little gym you can go just kind of keep busy in there. So it's just going to kind of help improve your like immunity, your well-being overall. So it's definitely important just to kind of keep moving as much as possible, especially just short little walks between night shift is going to be great.
I think one of the new grads said when they feel tired on night shift, they jump up and do 20 jumping jacks.
Yeah.
There you go. Get the blood flowing. It can help wake you up.
Yeah, exactly. Whatever works for you.
Yeah. And on your days off, just remember the first day might be your day of recovery, and movement doesn't need to be, I'm going to go run a half marathon. I'm going to go spend 2 hours at the gym. It might just be, I'm going to go for a walk. So just remember to move in some fashion.
Totally, yeah. And just keeping in mind, too, like, the social support aspect. So reaching out to your friends, trying to get out and about, you know. You don't want to just bury yourself at home for those 4 days that you have off. Getting out, you know, on day 3, 4 is going to be important for you just to kind of keep that support. You know, reaching out to your family, your friends, maybe giving your friends and your family your schedule so they know not to text you.
At 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
When you're sleeping between night shifts.
Yeah.
So...
absolutely. It can be really hard to maintain friendships and connect with your family while being a shift worker.
Mm-hmm.
Why are we concerned about this, Mackenzie? Why is it important?
Just kind of that overall well-being of us as nurses, you know, like we want to have happy, healthy nurses that, you know, can stay in their careers long term.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we went through a lot of schooling, a lot of education. We want the best for our patients, so we have to take care of ourselves first. So
yeah, social support is huge.
Yeah.
Emotional support, reducing your stress.
Yeah.
I think that's most of what we covered in the Lunch and Learn. Do you have any other words of wisdom or advice for someone starting out doing night shift?
I think going through those first few sets of night shift, if it's your first, whether you're actually a student and you're doing your first night shifts as a student, or maybe your first shifts really in a schedule is going to be when you're actually graduated, but just knowing it does get easier the better you get into your routine, you'll find what works. There's a lot of trial and error. Like,
yes, absolutely.
Especially those first few months of nursing in general, you're going to be going through an exhausting phase just because you're learning so much new. Mm-hmm. Now that you're in a new scope of practice, responsibilities, there's just a lot to learn in general, so you might be tired, and that's okay. You know, sleeping the extra amount of time is great for your brain. So just taking the time that you need, but just knowing it'll get easier the more you get into a routine.
Yeah, I agree. Be easy on yourself. Those first few nights are really challenging. I had a really weird piece of advice when I was in nursing school. Someone told me, when you feel really tired, go brush your teeth on nights so you can bring your toothbrush on shift. And sometimes that helps wake you up.
Honestly, that's great. Because by the time you roll around at 6 a.m., you're like, my breath stinks.
You have cat breath.
Yeah,
so go brush your teeth. Happy night shift, everybody.
Happy night shift.